standard stove and upright fridge, large walk-in closets, and room for storage.
The Wellesley, independent living at its best. Ask Margot about a free trial stay at 383-9099. So nice to come home to the Wellesley of Victoria.
CTV Vancouver Island is home to your local news team, telling the stories that matter to you. Watch CTV News weeknights at 5 and 6 on Channel 12.
CFAX Victoria, a division of Bell Media. This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
A deadly crash in the BC interior. Good afternoon in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A woman from central Vancouver Island is dead after a crash near Blue River, about 230 kilometers north of Kamloops. Clearwater RCMP say a vehicle heading north went off Highway 5, flipped, and landed on its roof, and looks like she wasn't wearing a seatbelt. She died at the scene. The man who was driving, who is also from Vancouver Island, was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Drugs and alcohol are not considered factors in this crash, and road conditions at the time are said to have been good. A 7-day-old baby delivered by emergency cesarean section after her mother was hit by a car which crashed through the doors of the Costco in London, Ontario, has died. Rhiannon Bozak had been listed in critical condition since being delivered immediately after the crash. Her sister, 6-year-old Addison Hall, was also killed after a car reversed through the front doors July 25th. Their mother, Dana McKinnon Bozak, who was 8 months pregnant, and her 3-year-old sister, Mia Bozak, were also hit, are both still in hospital, said to be in fair condition. A 19-year-old missing person case has been solved. Human remains have been found on the Athabasca Glacier near Jasper, Alberta. The body was found by hikers on Thursday, and Mounties say it is that of a 28-year-old man from New Brunswick who was first reported missing January 31st, 1995. The man's family has been notified and is said to be grateful to finally have closure. A fisherman in Saskatchewan is presumed to have drowned after he tried to save two other people, including a young boy, who were swept into a lake during a squall. All three people were fishing near the resort village of Pelican Point on Last Mountain Lake last night when a storm moved in. Now, they were all standing in the water, and sudden high wind generated waves up to a meter and a half high. A 38-year-old man and a 10-year-old boy were both washed into the lake. The other man, who is 36, tried to help them, but he was also swept up in the water and hasn't been seen since. The other two did manage to get out of the water unhurt. Ohio's governor is declaring a state of emergency where about 400,000 people are being warned not to drink the water right now. That's after tests revealed a toxin possibly from algae on Lake Erie. Toledo City Council member and business owner Sandy Spang says her coffee shop and most of the restaurants in town are closed today.
Most of my equipment, my espresso machine, we do pour over coffee brewing, so we have something called a water tower. Those all are hard plumbed into the water, you know, so we don't fill them with water. So there was no way for me to put bottled water in those.
The emergency declaration will let the state bring water into the Toledo area. Our CFAX 1070 news poll today for Glenwood Meats, your BC Day barbecue headquarters, Parkdale Drive in Langford. The question is, have you been watching the Commonwealth Games? Cast your vote now at CFAX1070.com. Sports is coming up next.
Oh, hey, it's me, Jeff, Peninsula Co-op number 44091. Just relaxing here on the beach. You know, so many of you guys have been using my co-op number when you buy gas and when you buy food and car washes. I'm probably going to be pretty rich, so I'm hanging out on the beach. Hey, senor, another drink.
Get a lifetime Peninsula Co-op membership for just $27, and you could be working towards your own rebate.
What do you mean I got to pay for the drink? Co-op number 44091. Keep it coming.
Sign up at your local Peninsula Co-op today.
The CFAX Sports, the 2014 BC PBL Championships are happening right now over on the mainland in Wally this weekend. CFAX 1070's TJ Molland with more.
The Victoria Mariners baseball team fell to the Vancouver Cannons in extra innings yesterday, but they get right back at it today with games at 2 and 4:30 against host Wally and North Shore. The top three teams from the round robin will make the playoffs. TJ Molland, CFAX 1070 Sports.
A big day for the Montreal Canadiens and their fans. Big day, too, for defenseman PK Subban. The two sides have agreed to a new contract. It is 8 years, $72 million for P.K. Subban. The Victoria Shamrocks closed out their regular season at home with a 10-2 win last night over the Nanaimo Timbermen. They open the playoffs at home to the New Westminster Salmon Bellies next Wednesday. The Victoria Harbour Cats continue their series tonight against the Bellingham Bells at RAP. First pitch at 7:11. Last night, the Cats doubled the Bells 4-2. And the West Shore Rebels get going their home portion of their schedule tonight at 7 o'clock at West Hills Stadium in Langford, the BC Football Conference. The Rebels hosting the Vancouver Island Raiders. And you heard it here on CFAX, the BC Lions got a huge comeback win last night over the Stampeders in Calgary, 25-24. It's Calgary's first loss on the CFL season. BC improves to 3-3. The CFAX weather mainly sunny and breezy on the water today, highs of 20 to 26 degrees. Clear tonight, a low down to 13, and it's going to be sunny and hot tomorrow, Monday, and into next week as well. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 25 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 106.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you here every Saturday. I am Patty Mack. Lifestyle is from 1 to 2 right here on CFAX. I'm really glad you can share the summer with each other because there's always so much to learn. It's a great time of year to sit back and enjoy great food and everything else the summer has to offer. We're going to talk a little bit about food later with Marie from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe. I'm going to talk about your dog with Michelle from Dog Safe Canine First Aid. You know, it's always good to remind everybody about not taking your dogs out in cars and to protect them as well. Off the top, though, we're going to talk to Esther Kane. We had her on just a while ago talking about her book, It's Not About the Food. And we had a lot of great response, and Esther has many, many topics to go over. Today we're going to talk about empowering the midlife woman. And, you know, there's lots we can talk about in this subject. Welcome to the show, Esther.
Thank you. Nice to be back, Patty.
It's nice to have you. Now, first of all, tell everybody what you do, Esther, because you're an author, but you're many things, and you have a practice in Courtney.
Right. I'm a psychotherapist, and I'm in private practice, and I work with women, helping to empower women to become all that they want to be. And I do that in person and by phone.
And, you know, whether you're in Courtney or across Canada or the world, you know, we all have similar kind of stories somewhere along the line, don't we, that get us to where we're at in midlife.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And that's how I got to this topic, actually, is personal experience. The personal is political.
And what do you consider midlife? Because I know you're in your 40s. What do you consider? I know technically that's probably where it should be. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm 43, and it's interesting because I had a debate with another author who's writing about women in midlife, and she was sort of, what we were sort of thinking is that maybe it's moved lower down the scale. Like, we're starting to think 35 is the beginning of midlife.
Wow.
Well, just based on what women are going through, and now with perimenopause and stuff, women are sort of, some women are getting that younger. But I guess to be safe, I sort of think it's 40, and between 40 and 65 would be my take.
Right, and you know, it's funny when you ask a teen, you know, anything over 30, 35, you're kind of old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that in their eyes, I mean, whether you're 50 or you're 35, 40, it's kind of in the range, you know.
Yeah.
So what have you found, you know, in your decade that started to make you feel you were in a midlife and in a transition?
Yeah, well, it was a few years ago when I was 39, turning 40, and I've never been one to worry about age at all, and I guess that's because I hadn't hit midlife. Mm. So 40 was a very daunting birthday. I had a little bit of an identity crisis. I went through a bit of a whole existential thing where, you know, my hair started to go gray, wrinkling skin, sagging breasts. From a side glance, they look like pancakes. Unexpected weight gain. That was another thing that, even though I eat very healthfully and exercise regularly, it just doesn't come off as fast. And I noticed that the middle of my body was sort of, it used to be very curvy. I used to be sort of a Marilyn Monroe kind of hourglass shape, and now it's just straight up and down.
Yeah, and you can get poochier too, right, in the stomach area as you get older. And there's a reason, I guess, for that. And then as you get older, into your 70s and 80s, you thin out again. So there's maybe a reason why we have that kind of padding. But it is disturbing at first.
It is, but there's a good reason for it. Okay, so just to help the women out there feel better. The reason is to save you from certain reproductive cancers, actually. So estrogen, it means if you have some belly fat, it protects your ovaries and your uterus from reproductive cancers and breast cancers and stuff. So it's not a terrible thing if you can bear with it.
I'm going to remember that when I'm out at my little soiree tonight. Hey, that's protecting me.
It is. And they find that women that don't have that extra bit of weight are a little more prone to certain illnesses sometimes. The other thing that hit me like a ton of bricks was, I know it sounds so silly to some people, but is this development of a waddle. I used to have a distinct, I had this appendage between my chin and my throat, which shocks me every time I look in the mirror. And basically, I used to have a very defined chin and a very defined neck. And now it sort of slopes downward. It's all kind of one, you know? And that one still gets me every day. I still got to admit, that one's a tough one.
And, you know, in this culture, though, there are sort of things you can do and tweak these things, right?
I know.
But
and
it's sort of when you start.
Yeah, I'm writing a book called How to Midwife Your Midlife and Youth Obsessed Culture, just because it's shocking to me. Some of my clients that are in their early 20s are coming to me, and they're having cosmetic procedures actually along these lines because they think they're wrinkling already. It's terrifying, and I'm finding that younger and younger women are having these invasive procedures that even cause death. I mean, you hear about these liposuction deaths on a regular basis. It's very dangerous stuff, and I would like to prevent women from going down that road. I mean, I know it's a very controversial subject, but I do believe that there is a line that we need to draw. You know, where is this, you know, a healthy thing, and where is this just us being a bit ridiculous and a bit over the top? And I think a lot of it comes from this whole 40 is the new 20, 40 is the new 30 thing. That stuff drives me crazy. You know, it's just part of this, as I talked about last time, we can never be too thin, too rich, or too young. So this is the too young piece of it, right? My other book was about too thin. So now we can never be too thin. So not only are we expected to be in shape and, you know, be healthy, but now we're supposed to look as young as possible for as long as possible.
And aging is a bad thing.
Yeah, and it just gets high. The bar keeps going higher and higher for women. When are we going to stop? It's just, I feel it's out of control.
And absolutely. And forget death. I mean, we don't talk about that because if we're around older people, then, oh, that's around the corner. I think that we're so obsessed with everything goes on forever. As long as we look okay, then that's not going to happen.
Right. And I find that there's a lot of eating disorders. So my area of specialty is mostly eating disorders. And what I found is just a huge increase in the number of women in midlife with eating disorders and very complex, ingrained, very complicated eating disorders that are very hard to get rid of at this point. So that's sort of what propelled me towards this exploration.
I think it's a great topic, too. And as we get older, there's different phases, Esther, like when you're in right now at 42. Then you get in your 50s and say your children are getting older. You may have aging parents or your parents have passed, so now you're an orphan.
Right.
So all of a sudden, you start going, oh, my God, how did I get here?
Yes.
A bunch of gray hairs around me, and we're our parents. When they're alive, you can kind of pretend that you're young.
Yep.
And they're not around.
When
all
they
of a sudden,
go,
you go, wow.
It's a big wake-up. But I think all of this is so much about how we just avoid the topic of aging and death. I mean, at the bottom of this, I really believe this is a fear of death. All of this stuff is a fear of death. We are going to die. That is one thing we can count on.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to die. It's something we all have in common, and it's a great equalizer, isn't it?
It is. And how do we, you know, as we're in our, you know, journey in your 40s or 50s or 60s or wherever at on that, there's also all this retirement pressure about reinvention and have the best retirement. And you don't know if that, you know, you want to leave a legacy. You want to make sure that you're remembered for the right things. There's a lot of pressure, just like these boomers have had all of our lives. Now it's like to be the best retirement person and the legacy and, you know, community involvement. And where does that happen? Well, where do you do with that?
I know. Well, I think, again, it's about looking at the external pressures and then going within. To me, it's a healing from the inside that needs to happen. And we need to go from the outside in, and I always talk to women about that. And what I think is really important is to really ask ourselves, okay, what is important? I hear all of these these messages coming from the outside. But the message I want to get across is that we always have a choice. You know, we always have a, this is our life. These are our lives. We can do what we want with them. And we can choose what we want to do with those messages. You know, it is hard to say fooey to that and just do your own thing. But at the same time, I think it can be very empowering to just make little stands here and there. You know, empower yourself to choose not to buy into some of those messages.
And I guess, Esther, really not to compare, be the best you are and let mm-hmm. other people shine and be who they are, because you can't be everything.
Exactly. And I think for women, I mean, for men too, I don't want to leave men out of this, but I think women, there's so many expectations on us to be mothers and wives, and we're supposed to have a profession, and then we're supposed to be homemakers, and it just, the list goes on and on. We're supposed to do community work and volunteer stuff and give up our time. You know, we can only do so much, right? We can only stretch ourselves so thin. And I think it's really important at the end of the day to ask ourselves, okay, what is realistic? What gives me joy? What gives me meaning in my life? And what can I realistically do? And I think that's where we start to find some answers.
And to enjoy your life, you know,
exactly.
because it can be fleeting and you can spend a lot of time worried about stuff that does not matter. Just
yes.
like I read in your other book that you sent me, it's really interesting, What Mama Can't or Won't Teach You.
Right.
And
right.
teen stories. You yeah. know, when you look back in your 20s, think, oh, I was heavy or I was this and that. And you look back, yeah. wow, I was beautiful. And
I
think we have to remember that at every phase in our life, there's a beauty within that age.
Exactly.
When you look
exactly.
at an aging parent or whatever, there's such beauty in every stage. We've got three books to give away of Esther's. It's Not About the Food, A Woman's Guide to Making Peace with Food and Your Bodies. And that is at 3825038611161 or *1070 on your cell phone. I'll take calls 1, 3, and 5, and TJ will get those. And that is 250-386-1161. Back in a few minutes with more from Esther.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Save during End of the Rolls Find Your Match flooring event. From scratch-resistant hardwood and laminate to stain and odor-preventing carpet, we carry more top-rated flooring that fits your lifestyle than any other retailer. During the Find Your Match flooring event, save on brands like Shaw, Stainmaster, Mohawk, Armstrong, Tarkett, Mannington, and over 40 others. End of the Rolls Find Your Match flooring event is on now for a limited time. Visit endoftheroll.com. Brand name flooring, low prices, always in stock. Come see our new location on 601 Beleskin and 2364 Mill Stream in Langford.
Red Tag Days are back at Metro Lexus Toyota. It's our biggest sale of the year, so don't miss out. This is your opportunity for savings up to $8,000 on select vehicles. And there's 0% financing up to 60 months on select models. Come see why Metro Lexus Toyota has been voted by Victoria as the best place to buy a new car for 10 years in a row. Red Tag Days are back at Metro Lexus Toyota. But they won't last forever, so don't miss out.
Metro Lexus Toyota!
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
They say a picture is worth 1,000 words. Okay, then what's a video worth? This is Kevin Ramsey of Fair Realty's Sweet Home Victoria real estate team. Let your property be the star of its own reality show on Sweet Home Victoria TV. Professional reality videos that take buyers on a guided tour and allow sellers to showcase the best attributes of their property. This is the future of real estate marketing. So remember, when it's time to sell your sweet home, for impeccable representation at respectable rates, go to sweethomevictoria.com.
While the Fab Four sang about them, no one really likes the Tax Man. That's just one of the reasons Lansdowne Appliance Gallery is bringing back their KitchenAid No Tax event. Now through August 20th, all Lansdowne KitchenAid appliances are tax-free. Uh-oh, there goes the fridge. Good thing their 36-inch stainless steel counter-depth fridge with ice and water is almost $500 off. For huge contractor discounts plus additional package savings, check out Lansdowne's KitchenAid No Tax event at 2517 Douglas at Bay and at LansdowneAppliance.com.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. We're talking to Esther Kane, and we're talking about midlife empowerment. And Esther, I have a caller who is wanting to know more about what we were talking about, which was about being a midlife orphan. How are you, Kathy?
Yes, good afternoon, Patty and Esther. I was very moved, Patty, when you said orphan,
mm-hmm.
because I had actually helped other friends of mine in their grieving about losing their last parent.
Yeah.
And I still had one parent. I had actually been nursed my mother while she was dying. Mm-hmm. And it was all a lot of work. Mm-hmm. And when my father died, there was almost a relief because the demands were over. But I had a vacuum. And the only way I could really understand it was to realize I was a child and would always be a child, as everybody is, and I was orphaned.
Yeah.
So now it was time to sort of grow up.
Yeah.
You know, make my choices, decide what they would be and how I would try and do them without, you know, relying on the backdrop.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Kathy. I think, Esther, when you get to the phase in your life where it's 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you've taken care of a parent, especially a female, and you kind of get exhausted, it's a long journey, or it can be. And when your final parent goes, it is such a different transition when whatever that was, the the knickknacks, the stuff that was part of their life, it's sort of gone. And all of a sudden, you're next in line, and you are still that child, but there is a vacuum as far as you've taken care of. But then there is a relief, and then there is this other thing where you grow, and it's now, this is my thing, and I better make the most of it. And you're not really maybe having to deal as much with your kids or your parents, so you have time to look at yourself, you know?
Can I give Kathy a little bit
Yes, please.
A little bit of an idea in terms of what you can do with that, just on a sort of therapeutic level? I think it's really important that we honor the legacy that our parents have left with us, even when they have passed.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and even to ask ourselves when we're in that place, and I haven't hit it myself. I can't even imagine my parents passing. But, you know, when they are gone, to say, okay, what did they teach me? What did they leave me? How do I carry the torch now, right?
I come across that a lot in some of the simplest, if you want to call values or standards. And it's almost like it's almost like I have a recall of either of my parents saying, you may not understand this now, but you will later.
Mm-hmm.
Or appreciate it now, or, you know, I'm not trying to force this on you. I'm just suggesting, you know, depending on my age as I was, you know, growing, which they let me do. But it just, you realize you are, you know, I don't want to, you know, commodify it, but you're not a product, but you are an individual who has a certain number of parameters to live with.
Right. Well, thank you very much, Kathy, for letting us know your story. Esther, you know, no matter what stage in life, we're actually always alone, even if we're married or mm-hmm. our parents. You know, we're really, it's our own head, our own stuff that we have to deal with.
We take us wherever we go.
Exactly. And that can be good and bad. But tell us about empowerment. How can we end this segment on, you know, the, like you were saying, turning 40, it was really hard. How do we empower ourselves to go, every day on this earth is a great day. Let us make the most of it.
Yeah.
And look at gray hair as a good thing, and all the things that are the positive getting older.
How about I give you some tools that are going to be in my new book about examining my negative beliefs about getting older.
Love it.
So what are my hidden beliefs about women as they approach midlife? So looking at that, and these are good things to write down. Make an exhaustive list of all the negatives you associate with getting older. Don't censor yourself. And the only way to change your beliefs from negative to positive is to face your negative beliefs and change them fiercely, head on, you know, challenge them. And here are some examples that I have. So my looks are going and people won't see me as being as attractive as they used to. Yeah. I've gained weight in different places. I've accomplished the goals I set up for myself. Now what, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then basically there's a great book called Old and Smart Women and the Adventure of Aging by Betty Nickerson, who's 92, I think, now. She's from the island.
Mm-hmm.
She has these affirmations. So these are some of hers. I accept myself as a mature person. I recognize my lines and wrinkles as badges of time. I perceive myself to be of sound mind and body. I respect and care for my own body. I rejoice that growth is continuous throughout life. I enjoy my own company, and I move with grace and confidence.
I love that.
The other part of it is defining new goals and purposes at midlife. So now what do I want to do with my time, my effort, and my heart in this stage of my life? What are some new passions that I want to explore? How do I want to spend the years I have left on Earth? What is my purpose as an older, wiser, more mature woman with so much life experience? And how can I put all of my hard-earned wisdom and experience to good use? How can I give back? How can I be a mentor to younger women who need guidance?
Because you don't want to really be getting older and be a cranky old person, do you?
Well, it's the choice, right?
So to see young people, and, you know, my mom was 92 when she died, but she was really current, and she always liked to stay up to date on stuff and, you know, would challenge even our young kids to, you know, for conversation. And I think that's really important because you still can engage them if you're engaging yourself.
Absolutely. My grandmother is 91 in London, England. She speaks seven languages fluently. Wow. She reads in all the languages. She volunteers every day. The woman is absolutely incredible. She's had lots of health issues, but for her, it's doing for others and being, you know, helpful that is her meaning. But that's, you know, that's one person, right? But everybody's different. We all have our ways of, you know, our own gift that we want to use.
And I think, you know, shows like Oprah, the aha moment and finding your passion, people go, well, how do I find that? You know, if, you know, you maybe have to go back when you used to like to paint when you were little. How
usually
can you find
a sign is what you loved to do when you were little. Yeah.
What did you like to do?
What did I love to
do?
I love to dance and sing around the living room.
And do you do a lot of that still?
I do, and I forget to do it, but when I do it, I'm so happy. Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Movement.
Movement.
And sing. I sing in the car all the time. I pretend I'm on my phone, but I'm actually singing.
Great.
And I'm really good when the music's loud.
Oh, wonderful. It's so important to express yourself.
And laughter. You know, I think that's something that we take ourselves too seriously sometimes.
Oh, so.
And if you can, you know, fill your house with laughter,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the best gifts you can give your kids or anybody around you.
It really is. Yeah. So important.
And do people always come to you, like what is a standard thing middle-aged women come to you, like if you're at a party or anywhere, do they always, because what you do for a living, have a similar thread of questions I ask you?
Yeah, basically there's a lot of empty nest stuff, so a lot of women that their kids have left, and now what do? There's a bit of a loss of purpose and focus, you know, and when I suggest, you know, what did you like to do as a kid and what gives you joy, I notice some excitement across their face and some fear at the same time. It's sort of like, oh, wow, time for me. But that's also a terrifying prospect because it's been so long.
And I think nowadays, too, with this generation, I have our 17-year-olds going off to UBC in 2 weeks, and I still have two others who are kind of launching. But, you know, I understand that feeling of wow, you know, this is what I've done. I mean, not all my life, but for a big portion, it seems. Mm-hmm. And we're pretty hands-on this generation with our kids. So,
oh, so much so.
Yeah, so you do have to kind of feel your feelings, though, right? I mean, it's okay to feel a little sad, but you got to move on.
I think it's really important to honor what a great job you've done at being a mother. That's so important. Honor yourself. Be proud of yourself. Give yourself a pat on the back. Say, job well done. Yay. Now what? You know, but give yourself some time, some transition time as well, just to play and relax and just kind of figure it out. It's okay, you know.
And not have to be in charge of anything.
How wonderful is that?
Totally. Yeah. Esther, how do people get a hold of you if they want to know more?
Sure. My website is estherkane.com, and you can sign up for my free newsletter. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just write an article every week that I send about these topics. And my phone number, 250-338-1800.
Esther, I love all the topics, and we'll have you on again next month. And make sure you empower yourself no matter what age in life and enjoy the journey because you're beautiful just as you are. And, you know, you were made uniquely, and there's only one of you. I've got one more book here. It's on about the food to give away. Esther Kane is the author. You can call 250-386-1161. That's for the first caller. More when we come back after the news. We're talking to Maria from Crumbsby's about great food.
And now, Ask Shell, brought to you by Chick Liquid Vinyl, a member of my HouseSmart Home Services. Folks, I get asked all the time about cracked stucco on the outside of houses. Well, I'm talking with Dave Bender of Chick Liquid Vinyl. Dave, I've known you and your dad for almost 30 years now, and you guys are the stucco experts. How much of a problem is cracked stucco, and how do you deal with it?
Shell, if cracked stucco allows rainwater into a wall, it can cause extensive and expensive damage. Our Chick Liquid Vinyl is an effective solution to this problem. Chick is not paint, but a super durable, long-lasting coating that we apply right over cracked stucco. It seals the cracks and stays flexible so the cracks don't come back. A Chick Liquid Vinyl application looks beautiful and will protect the walls for many years in a way that paint just doesn't.
Folks, to have Coastal Home Improvement Center inspect your stucco, call 858-6308 or go to coastalhomeimprovement.ca.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon in the CFAX newsroom. I'm Rob Freeman. A woman from Vancouver Island has been killed in a crash on a highway in the southern interior. A vehicle was traveling north on Highway 5 near Blue River, that's about 230 kilometers north of Kamloops, when it went off the highway and landed on its roof. The woman was the passenger. She died at the scene. It looks like she wasn't wearing her seatbelt. The man who was driving was taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. He's also from the island. The Mounties are not considering drugs or alcohol factors in this crash, and the weather and highway conditions at the time are said to have been fine. Two vacant heritage homes in Vancouver's Strathcona neighborhood were destroyed by fire early this morning, and a third home was damaged too. Investigators don't know how the fire on Kiefer Street started, and it's too early to say if it's suspicious. Now, crews are still there, actually, putting out hot spots. The city of Detroit is making deals with hundreds of people who are afraid their water will be shut off if they don't catch up with overdue bills. People waited in line today to talk about payment plans with the water department. The city stopped cutting off water July 21st, but that moratorium is supposed to end in just a few days. The deal is the water stays on if people pay 10% down of what they owe and agree to a payment plan. U.S. President Barack Obama says his administration and global experts are keeping close watch on the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Obama says the U.S. is taking the outbreak very seriously, though there's no current cause for alarm here in North America.
Keep in mind that Ebola is not something that is easily transmitted. That's why generally outbreaks dissipate.
The outbreak in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone has killed more than 700 people, the biggest outbreak since Ebola first emerged in Africa nearly 40 years ago. And more American Muslims are opting for a progressive interpretation of Islam.
Some younger Muslims in this country are challenging their parents' views on Islam. They point to passages in the Quran which they say allow one to be gay and Muslim, allow women to preach and marry non-Muslims, and allow men and women to pray together, shoulder to shoulder. The stricter version of Islam found in many immigrant mosques, they say, isn't for them. Nearly 40% of an estimated 2.75 million Muslims in the U.S. are American-born, and the number is growing. The group Muslims for Progressive Values is pushing for a more inclusive Islam. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
It's 1:33. Weather is coming up next.
Attention passengers, now starting our final approach to Canada.
CTV Tuesday. The Amazing Race Canada is coming home.
Fly to the Yukon.
Natalie and Megan's Express Pass Power Play puts them at the center of controversy.
Things are blowing up all around us.
Get ready for a rough ride.
Oh, God.
As everything goes to the dogs.
Good boy.
The Amazing Race Canada returns home. Tuesday at 9 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Air Canada. Number one airline in North America 5 years in a row.
CFAX weather mainly sunny and breezy on the water today. Highs anywhere from 20 to 26 degrees. Clear tonight, a low down to 13. Sunny and hot for the rest of the long weekend too. Right now it's 25 degrees and beautiful in downtown Victoria. I'm Rob Freeman. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back and talking about something I love, food. And Maria Allwood from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe is joining us, and they do lots of great food there, whether you go to their one of their two locations on Estevan or West Saanich Road in that little Royal Oak schoolhouse. You can eat in, take stuff down to Willows Beach or Mount Tommy, and just wonderful food, not just cupcakes. They have everything. How are you, Maria?
Good morning or afternoon.
Good
afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. Now, Maria, I know that you are so busy. You work night and day, and you have quality ingredients, and you really strive to be the best and produce the best food you can. So I know that today is a busy day. You're catering, doing all kinds of stuff, right?
Well, you're sweet. Yes, we've got two weddings we're doing this evening, and
we had
a lovely, you know what the nicest thing is, seeing all the wonderful families gather. Like, we had groups of families in, and they were all meeting to come here. So that's really nice.
And a lot of people know your location because you just mention it to people, and, oh, yeah, I've been there before. You have the patio, and you have the indoor eating, and you welcome children, you welcome families, you welcome wedding groups. It's a welcoming environment.
That's what we want. We wanted something about community. My patio is a hidden gem.
It is.
Because it's lovely, it's shaded, and it's tucked away from all the noise of cars and things. So.
And of course, with the Estevan location, with this time of year, with Willows Beach down the street, I guess a lot of people are picking up something to eat and going down to the beach?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Something good and nutritious.
And kind of fun, like, tell us some ideas. We've got the long weekend ahead of us. What are some kind of things you're seeing, not trends, but sort of some food and salads and maybe barbecue that's easy, that's good, that's, you know, maybe okay for us?
You know, I think especially this time of the year, easy and fresh. We grill eggplant, we grill beets, and they're so simple to cook. Well, you just slice them up, put some olive oil on, and toss them, and there you go. It's so easy to do. A little salt and pepper, and simplicity is the best thing, especially when you're using good ingredients and you're using fresh ingredients. You don't need to put a lot of things on them. Olive oil is always the best thing to use.
Yeah, you know, I've never thought about doing those vegetables, and that's a great idea because then your salad is done right alongside whatever you're grilling.
Oh, absolutely. And you can throw those grilled things on a lovely spring mix with a little balsamic vinegar, and there you go. It looks like you've been slaving for hours.
You know, Maria always makes it sound so good and so easy, and you make it seem effortless, but I know even we had a little girls thing, and older girls, and we're out in the yard, and the food was inside, of course, because of the dogs, but you brought the table out, and you said it said just who I am, and you love that feeling of kind of making people feel welcome, and the food and the whole thing goes together.
You know what? It's like giving a big hug, and nothing brings me greater happiness in feeling the warmth that people have when they're with one another and having good food and relaxing and just being. We so often forget to just be. And I hope that when people come here and have our food, they get reminded and get brought down a notch to just be.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And just be is another thing. We've got these boys that are busy bees. And at some of these get-togethers, you brought some kind of cool stuff. And it's maybe not on the healthier scale, but those little like hot dog roll-ups using the pastry and stuff. I did that the other day, and they were great just to have around for munching.
I know, and they're easy peasy, and they're something we forget to do. But you know, the some of the old fashioned things, I call them pigs in a blanket. But there's, you know, deviled eggs, which take a little bit more time. But caprices, just a bocconcini, and which is a mozzarella and some lovely. You know, everybody has tomatoes growing right now with a balsamic. Again, it's just the easy peasy thing.
And those hot doggy things, like, tell people how you make those.
Well, do I have to? Because it's so easy.
You know what? But people don't think of those because that is really old school. And you had them small, like appetizer size.
Well, a lot of places have the little mini, they're called the cocktail sausages, and just crescent rolls. And you just cut them up, wrap them around, and throw them in the oven.
I know, but they look so great, and everybody loves them. It's like, wow, I haven't seen these at a gathering before.
Yeah, well, and it's the same thing with deviled eggs when we do deviled eggs, which, again, take a little bit longer, but not. You just have to boil the eggs and peel them carefully. People go nuts over deviled
eggs.
And
what is your mix with the deviled eggs? So you scoop them out and you mash them up. What do you add to it?
Well, my secret to that is a little horseradish.
Oh,
but don't tell anybody.
Oh, I think we just did.
Just a little horseradish, it takes it up a notch.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah.
And any other favorites you have for this time of year, if you've got company?
You know,
coming
I love just grilling fresh vegetables. And as a matter of fact, I just went to the grocery store and got myself some eggplant, and I'm just gonna throw in the oven with some slice it thin with some olive oil, and then I'll throw it on a salad. Simple. Keep it simple. Especially right now with all the wonderful fruits and everything. Everybody just likes munching on that. A simple dip that doesn't have to be a lot either. People just love noshing and noshing small.
And I want to talk about the cupcakes and some dessert ideas later. But what are you seeing with your wedding parties? What kind of things are people asking for nowadays at weddings?
Well, you know what? Cupcakes are still quite in vogue. We did a wedding last night, and we did two today. It's a very elegant and easy way to serve your guests, and it saves you money, because if you use a cake or that, you have to pay for a plate. And, you know, weddings are expensive, and so it certainly cuts down on cost a little bit. But you can have one cupcake, or you can have three or four, and nobody has to know how many you've had.
Yeah, and I know every birthday you always make those special ones for the group, those the oversized cupcake that's got the
Well, if you're
tiara.
Lucky, there might be some tonight.
Awesome. Yes, Hillary's 25th anniversary and Jack's 60th. We're looking forward to that. When we come back, talk to more with Maria about some easy entertaining and maybe some sweet ideas.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
Souk Fire Rescue Chief Steve Sorensen.
You know, we're a small community, a volunteer fire department. The call came in at the time of day it did that our volunteers were coming home from work. In fact, some of them abandoned their cars and ran up through the traffic to get to the fire.
On the next show, gold medalist Ryan Cochran joins us. Plus, should BC Day become Terry Fox Day? And Victoria Harbor Cats tickets to win.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hey, Victoria, I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's happening around the area. Today is the Ceremony of Flags, which will take place on the Legislator Lawn at 7:30. West Hills BC Day Performing Arts Festival starts at 10 a.m. and runs until 9 p.m. on Monday at West Hills Stadium and Field. This huge celebration was established to support artists in our communities and, of course, to provide free family-friendly entertainment. This Monday, enjoy dancing, musical theater, comedy, classical singers, classical bands, musicians, and emerging youth artists. And this Friday, join CFAX at the Harbor Cats at 7-Eleven for Military Night. Come out and support our Canadian Armed Forces and great baseball action. Everyone who attends the game will go home with a limited edition team poster. Kids can even get their posters signed by their favorite player before the game. That has been your Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
The Dragon Boats are coming. The special savings are already here. Visit Fairway Markets and pick up a 12-pack of Kraft Dinner, just $8.99. A 1.65-liter container of Island Farms, Country Cream, or Denali Ice Cream, just $4.99. Look for the Lights of Courage lanterns. Enter to win one of 50 $50 gift cards. It's Canada Dry's Victoria Dragon Boat Festival 20th anniversary sales event at Fairway Markets. If you haven't shopped Fairway Markets lately, you haven't shopped Fairway Markets.
They say a picture is worth a thousand words. Okay, then what's a video worth? This is Kevin Ramsey of Fair Realty's Sweet Home Victoria real estate team. Let your property be the star of its own reality show on Sweet Home Victoria TV. Professional reality videos that take buyers on a guided tour and allow sellers to showcase the best attributes of their property. This is the future of real estate marketing. So remember, when it's time to sell your sweet home, for impeccable representation at respectable rates, go to sweethomevictoria.com.
Shining the spotlight on Victoria's finest talent, Eye on the Arts with Adam Sawatsky. Sundays at noon on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Maria Elwood from Crumsby's Cupcake Cafe, and they are on Estevan Avenue and West Saanich Road. Maria, before we move on to the sweets, a picnic, what kind of stuff, and I know you can put them together for people if they want to pick them up, what kind of items do you think go well if you want to take something down to the beach or up to the mountain and just have a kind of a nice little, dinner? without having to have the oven on?
Well, you know, sandwiches are always really good. Our turkey here, we roast it ourselves, and it's hormone and antibiotic free, so is all our meats. And that's always really lovely. But we have lovely salads here that we do up. We do a beet salad. We do a quinoa cake salad that's just wonderful, and that's full of protein. And that's really important for people. A lot of people are trying to stay away from quite as many meats, and so quinoa is a lovely option. There's also, we have a turkey meatloaf salad that's lovely. And so those are really nice things to take off to the beach. They're easy and don't have to worry about the sun and stuff as much.
And it's so nice to just get a blanket out and take the food and eat somewhere else besides home. You know, it's just a different mindset, and it's so neat.
Well, and especially with children, when they were young, my children we did so many picnics down at the beach, and it was just so easy and fun. They played down there, we got to eat, and then they would come and nibble on things. And for children, all of our things are finger food, so we have, you know, little mini meatballs, we have chicken strips, all those little things that it makes things a lot easier for them because they can just grab and keep walking.
Oh, you're so sweet. And the cupcake parties, I know that, you know, this would be fun for adults to do. You supply everything, so if people want to have their own little party, whether it's kids or adults, you supply everything, so you give the cupcake and we can kind of decorate and get a little artistic.
Well, we had one woman, it was her birthday, and so she invited some girlfriends that all had babies the same age, and they did the decorate your own cupcake. So we have a little Lazy Susan, and in the middle is your own piping bag, and then we put all sorts of different sprinkles and treats around it with some cupcakes, and you can decorate it any way you want to, and it's quite fun. And for little people, we put a little wand in it for them, so they're the little princess or prince, and we put little straws in it for them as well, so it's kind of fun.
That is so cool. What kind of flavors or different things are you seeing in the cupcake industry in summer? What are people leaning towards?
Well, we always go for the fruiter ones. Right now we're doing a strawberry lemonade. We're doing a Boston cream pie right now, a banana Boston cream pie. That's one of my favorites. And we have an orange creamsicle. So some lighter ones for the summer, and the old regulars. I can't get rid of my salted caramel. Everybody would be very sad.
Oh, yummy. And your quality, your ingredients are...
Well, all our ingredients are real. We use in my buttercream. We do a butter and cream cheese icing, and all of my flavorings are from Italy. Or we use for instance the strawberry or the raspberry. It's a raspberry paste, so it's pure raspberry. So we use very, very, very little food coloring if we need to, but if we do, it's just a drop in a whole batch of icing just to bring out the color. But for the most part, we don't even use any food coloring.
And I find with the little small bites, even if people don't think they're dessert people, it's such a great thing to have because everybody wants something and everybody has either the color they like or the flavor they like. And,
well,
you know, it's a great dinner party item.
You know, life is all about little indulgence, and that goes for anything. You know, again, just going down to the beach and smelling the fresh air or having a little treat or just doing something little for yourself. And, you know, if we remind ourselves to stop and do those little things, I think it makes a world of difference. I think people, it would, you know, keep that smile on your face some days.
I think that's awesome. And, you know, I'm in real estate, and I gave my clients, they're having a baby, some cupcakes, and you had custom made them, and a little tear in the eye because they're so beautiful. And I have a listing acreage on Goward Road. I know I'll give it to them too because it's a great gift. People feel special when they get cupcakes because they're just whimsical.
Well, they're whimsical, and it's just lovely to be thought of, right? It's an inexpensive way to say thank you, and you're special.
Absolutely, you're special too. Tell us people how to get a hold of you if they want to know more, Maria.
Well, our number in Estevan is 250-595-2221. and we're at 2509 Estevan Avenue, and there's lots of lovely shopping to do besides us just being here. And our Royal Oak location is 250-590-1137, and that's on North Sandage Road.
Well, I hope people get out there and, you know, have a picnic, enjoy some easy food, and make the most of their summer like you're doing, even though you're working hard.
No, you know, we always manage time to have fun.
Absolutely. Maria, take care and have a great day, and we'll
see you
later.
Thank you so nice. Bye.
You betcha. Now we're going to switch gears here and talk about our pets. So we've taken care of our emotions, empowering the midlife woman. We're going to have some cupcakes and some great picnic food. And now we got to make sure maybe we don't take the dog with us when we're doing all that stuff, because the weather is super hot right now. Michelle Sevigny from Dog Safe Canine First Aid is with us. And we're going to talk about summer safety tips for our dogs. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Patty. Good. Thanks. How are you?
I'm great. We haven't talked for a while, but I thought, wow, we should, you know, we hear a lot about these reminders, but you're the expert in this field, and we really have to remember, even if it's a quick jaunt, taking that dog with you, and you kind of forget they're in the backseat, whatever, this could be tragic.
This weather has been absolutely incredible, and I just finished doing a cross-country tour right through the East Coast, and all the way along, it's been just incredible. And, you know, I've been seeing the dogs in the cars and been seeing them out on the streets, and, yes, we definitely need to have the reminder. We always think, do we still need to be talking about this? But, yes, yes, we do.
Absolutely. So, you know, and also, God forbid, our children, but when that car is closed up, tell us the temperature and how it affects them.
Absolutely. You know, and it's knowing the signs of heat stroke. So, you know, it's not just not good enough to be parking your car in the shade or the windows rolled down a little bit, not when we're reaching the temperatures that we have been. So knowing the signs of heat stroke, you know, dogs are going to be cooling themselves through panting, also through sweating through their pads. But we don't even want to get to that point where they're sweating through their pads and leaving footprints on the inside of the car. So looking for things like, you know, that thick saliva, that profuse sweating. So it's a lot more when we're getting into, you know, I should say heat exhaustion, slightly above core body temperature, 100 to 102. They're going to be panting, sweating through their pads. That can cool them down. Hot, cold water is nice. Once they're getting into heat stroke, that's when the body is not able to cool. So you're getting profuse sweating, heavy panting, you know, thick saliva, dry mouth, gums redder than normal. And then it can progress quite quickly into those serious signs where, you know, the nausea, diarrhea, breathing problems, seizures, collapse, etc. And we know that it can certainly turn fatal very quickly.
Okay. We come back from the break, Michelle. Let's get on to sun exposure as well and walking. Back in 2 minutes with Michelle.
Hey, Victoria, I've been supplying you with home renovation goods for over 27 years. Brian Higgins here for my Bay West Rona store in Vic West. My team can help you fix, replace, or renovate anything in your home. Our door shop can tailor-make a door for any size or purpose. We have a drive-through covered lumberyard. Our paint department can help you fix and color any wall. Plumbing parts galore. We're here to help you repair and beautify your home. Bay West Rona, open 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel inviting you to book your 2015 Avalon Waterways European River Cruise by September 30th and save up to $1,000 per couple. Imagine touring Europe at a leisurely pace, all in complete luxury as you glide past medieval towns and sunny vineyards along Europe's legendary waterways. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888. That's 250-412-1888.
Imagine getting the benefit of a whole growing season in one tablet. You will when you buy Whole Earth and Sea pure food supplements from Natural Factors. Grown from organic seeds on 100% non-GMO farms and raw processed to retain all the vitamins, minerals, and enzymes you need. Whole Earth and Sea pure food supplements are an excellent ethical source of plant-based nutrition, helping you feel your best. Find them at Lifestyle Markets on Douglas Street in Cook Street Village and on Fifth Street in Sydney. This product may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
There's a very limited time to enjoy fresh and juicy local berries. Find them right now at Go Bin Farms.
Blackberries, boysenberries, and plump strawberries.
Since they're all picked daily, they'll be the freshest fruit you devour all year.
There's homemade jams and syrups, too.
On August 2nd and 3rd, watch the juice truck make your fruit juice right in front of your eyes.
Receive a free zucchini with the purchase of a flap while supplies last.
We need to go before they're gone.
Go best, go local with Go Bin Farms. Pick them up fresh at the farm, 6929 Van Ness Road in Saanichton.
Patty Mack here, Lifestyle. Every Saturday on CFAX, we have Michelle Sevigny with us talking about dog safe canine first aid. And we're talking about sun exposure, and you have to limit the sun exposure. I didn't realize dogs can actually get sunburns.
Yes, absolutely. Sunburn and skin cancer as well, especially the dogs. You know, you think of the Dalmatians or some of the pit bull breeds or the Maltese where they've got that, you know, pink skin and that real fine, thin white hair. Last year, I saw met a little Boston Terrier who had, you know, the white cheeks, but in her case, they were bright pink because she had spent the day out in a boat. That is sunburn.
Wow. About a Chihuahua breed or one of those mixed little breeds? Can they, even though they like sun, can they get sunburn as well?
And that's a really good point, because we get those dogs who love the heat source. So they might be laying in the sunbeam or laying out in the sun where they are enjoying it. But, you know, you think of some of the Chihuahuas, whether long hair or even short hair, you know, it's quite thin. You're at risk for the tips of the ears or the top of the nose or even under the whole underside belly where there's less fur. So, yes, it is up to us to sort of make sure that we're monitoring, even though they might enjoy being out there.
Yeah. Okay. And what about strenuous activity? You know, sometimes this time of year you're feeling bad for your dog. They're kind of lethargic, but you think, I haven't been out for as many walks because it's hot for us, it's hot for them.
Yes, absolutely. You know, I've been getting up at 6 in the morning. You get up and you go out earlier. Okay. If at all possible with your lifestyle, go out later in the evening. Doing things inside where you might be using, say, teaching them something new or doing some sort of mental game with them so that they're using their brain, but yet they're not going to be out there in the sun necessarily, the physical, but their brain is getting worked on. And that could be tiring as well.
How about when they're inside the house and the house is hot, like we can feel it? How are they affected by it, the same as us?
You know, they are definitely affected, and it's kind of based on your dog. A lot of the dogs I know, and my dog certainly used to do it, would be like laying on the nice, he used to sleep in the bathtub because it was nice and metal, cool, you know, head around the toilet on the tiles, that type of thing. So making sure that they have, you know, whether it's fans that they can keep the air circulation, it really depends on your house, but just watching them and seeing where their preferences to lie and making sure that they can get to that spot.
Yeah, and I've seen a cool thing too now. They have these gel pads that are cool so they can lie in them if it's too hot.
Yeah, I used to use those, and my dog liked sleeping in a crate, so not with the door open. He would just choose to go in there, but take the warm blankets, you know, out of the base, so at least they're sleeping on the plastic if they like that. Yeah. But yeah, that's what we used to use as sort of the water fill, like an old-time waterbed, and he seemed to enjoy that.
Yeah, and we do need a lot of water too, right? They're going to be panting a lot, so have that dish, because, you know, our older dog Sophie, we have now two extra dogs, or we have three dogs, we just got another rescue dog, and Sophie pants a lot, and she will only eat or drink water as soon as it's poured. She won't drink it after at all, you know, if it's sitting there, so it has to be fresh a lot.
And that's a really good point. Again, our dogs have these really funny quirks with the water. You can get sort of the dispensers that have their own sort of, you know, plastic water bottle that's 5 liters or so that will constantly have the water coming out. So, you know, she might need something like that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And there's great portable water dishes, for example. There's fold-up ones and that type of thing. And with my new dog, you know, I got a portable water dish. It's, like, made out of silicone. And we go for a walk, and it was early in the day, but she won't drink the water out of it. So that caught me off of guard a little bit, thinking, you know, that's her own little quirk. So now we have to search for something else.
That's funny. And swimming. A lot of dogs like to swim. Some don't. If you're in the yard, they don't like it much, but should you spray them down?
I wouldn't necessarily, you know, test them out and see how they are with the water. Not every dog is going to love, you know, being hosed with the water, especially if it comes in a sprayer. Some are going to love it right off the bat. You can get your dog used to it, you know, doing it subtly on the ground, bringing the hose up in a slow manner that you're not going to be scaring them with it. But a lot of times I find that once they understand that it's fun and it's cooling and it's done and introduced in a nice way, the sprinkler, get a wading pool for your dog in the backyard.
Oh,
you know, how cool is that?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Great idea. And, black asphalt and beach sand, you can burn their paws?
Yes, or, you know, even, you know, most people know we're not hanging out in the parking lot, but going from the car, say, to the water source, you're going across a dark pavement, just being aware of that in a sense. Their paw pads provide a certain amount of protection, and then the beach sand can get awfully hot. You know, if you take your shoes off, you know, you can feel it. We're not generally standing there on it, so making sure they get to the water or across the grass to get to it, just being mindful.
Okay. And keeping the long hair well-groomed, my friend Debbie has the dog Copper, and it's a Ducktor, and she loves the long hair on it. But, you know, the dog just got shaved down, looks great, and is so much happier. That long hair, it's like us having a lot of hair hanging down. It makes you hot.
Yes, and check with the groomer in the sense of, you know, it's certainly an okay thing and a good thing if we can trim their hair down, but we don't want to be taking them right down to, you know, where the skin is exposed, because the hair does provide a certain amount of sun protection on itself. The best thing, though, is to making sure that that is a very there's no mats or knots in there so that the air can flow through that hair and at least keep them cool.
Okay, and you have a download for people that about hot dogs or dogs in a car?
Yeah, a couple of things. We have a heat stroke awareness and responder network. So our full page, it has a bunch of resources on it and more information. And, but the dog and hot car responder checklist, I mean, this is the big one that comes up at this time of the year. And when you see a dog in a car that you have concerns about, it's a very emotional time. You know, sometimes people have never called police before and it can get their emotions and also adrenaline going. So the download PDF checklist is a step-by-step, walks you through what do I need to do. Here's where you can record the information.
Perfect.
So
and how do people get that, Michelle?
Dogsafe.ca. They go right on the community programs link, and it'll direct them there.
Okay, and what's your new dog? You got 1 second.
I do. It's a brand-new four three-and-a-half-year-old black lab I got from a shelter in Halifax.
Beautiful. Love it. Michelle, thank you for those great tips. TJ, thank you as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy your long weekend.
Ford won't be undersold on tires. And our experts will help you select the tires that fit your driving conditions and habits. Me?